Patient name, first name Adeline, Adeline, last name Harrelson, Harrelson. Date of birth 6/19/12. Date of service 9/27/23. This is a 11-year-old little girl. She's been complaining to mom about that her right ear has been bothering her. Also complains of a bit of a cough, no fevers, no other issues, no chills. She maintains her normal bowel and bladder function as well. Apparently she has a history of complaining about certain illnesses off and on. She does have Jouvier's syndrome, which is similar to autism. She does communicate. However, mom tells me that you can't take her complaint at face value. She brought her in to be evaluated by me today. Period. And paragraph. Vital signs, blood pressure within normal limits, pulse within normal limits, respiration 16, temperature 97.9, oxygenation 97%, allergies to Vigamox and Augmentin, period, new paragraph, current medication, Allegra and melatonin, medical history, impaired vision, Jouvier's disease, globally delayed gait, surgical history, tonsillectomy, ear tubes, social history, lives with mom, dad, and sibling. No association of secondhand smoke, period. A paragraph on examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented. She does follow my commands. She does understand the things that I say. Her movements are a bit delayed when I ask her to do any type of request that I would have. She does have a mental handicap. Mom tells me she has the intellect of a 4-year-old, period, new paragraph. Other than that, this patient seems very delightful. She is laughing in the room. She's smiling. She seems very pleasant, very occupied with playing with mom's cell phone, period, new paragraph. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears within normal limits. Oropharyngeal area is within normal limits. Neck is soft. No thyromegaly, masses, or lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is obese, soft, and non-tender. The remainder of exam is unremarkable. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Patient does have abundant cerumen in each ear bilaterally. I've suggested to mom that that is what she was talking about with saying she has discomfort in the ear. They are not impacted. They are not occluded. Mom will attempt to clear the ears when she returns home. Period, new paragraph. No medications were given today. Period, new paragraph. Next patient. Paisley, P-A-I-S-L-E-Y. Last name, Harrelson, H-A-R-A-L-S-O-N. Date of birth, 1/6/18. Date of service, 9/27/23. This is a 5-year-old little girl. Mom thinks she has a sinus infection. She's been sneezing and a very mild cough as well. There has been no fevers or chills, good appetite, drinking fluids well, no problem with bathroom privileges, no problems voiding or bowel movements, no acute pain, period, new paragraph. Vital signs, pulse 88, respirations 16, temperature 98.4, oxygenation 99%, current weight 40 pounds, allergy to Augmentin, current medication. She does use an inhaler and a nasal spray. Medical history, asthma and chronic allergies, seasonal allergies. Surgical history, reviewed. Social history, negative for secondhand smoke, lives with mom, dad, and sibling, period, new paragraph. Labs today include a strep test. It was negative, period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She does cooperate with me through the exam today. She doesn't seem to be in any distress. Once again, she is laughing with her sister in the room, and she seems very pleasant. Period, new paragraph. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, no tympanic membrane erythema. Oral pharyngeal area is clear as well. Neck is soft. No lymphadenopathy. heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, lungs are clear to auscultation, abdomen is soft, non-tender, period and paragraph assessment and plan. Seasonal allergies, patient will be given Zyrtec, 5 milligram per 5 ml. She will be prescribed 4 ml PO on a daily basis times 10 days, number 40 ml. Mom's going to keep an eye on her symptoms. She needs to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, and return to clinic or call if her symptoms do not resolve.